Hello and welcome to the True Sports Show on True Chat, broadcasting in Urbana, Ohio. Give me that esports. Give me that esports article. My name is Cam Pierce.
I'm Lance Jackson.
Oh boy, now Lance Jackson is regretting coming to
my
the show.
My swan song is going
to
be negativity, full of negativity.
No,
folks.
No,
been we'll positive talk 2 weeks in a row. He's going to take me down the road of negativity.
We'll talk about some football first. Get him nice and warmed up, and then we'll read this esports article, because there's nothing to talk about in sports today.
There's kind of nothing.
It's the calm before the storm, because we got the I guess semi-official opening of the college football seasons, because it's one of your top five teams on a Thursday before the first full week of football action is going to start, and it includes the Ohio State Buckeyes. So everyone around here in the great state of Ohio is also buzzing around about it. So it'll be interesting to see how Ohio State plays. This is a trap game, in my opinion, at night in Bloomington.
And Indiana never really gave them a game last year, right?
They did. Indiana's always kind of been our middle of the pack team, kryptonite kind of deal. Kind of like Penn State's kind of always been too. But now they're one of the best teams in the country this year, it's going to look like. So we'll just have to see.
New coach in Indiana, right? They got rid of the old coach last year.
No, James Franklin's still there.
That's Penn State.
What did I say?
I thought we were talking about Indiana.
Oh,
sorry, I was flipping back to Indiana.
No, I flipped it. All right, fair enough.
You went to Penn State, but I went back to the initial Indiana. Don't they have a new coach? Because the old coach had some player personnel issues that the university got rid of him, and the offensive genius and guru that Urban went after. I don't know, did he eventually hire him?
I think so.
Am I making this stuff up? Or
no, I don't think you're making it up, but I'm not.
I don't remember who Indiana hired, but I thought they had a new coach this year. Either that or I've been in a time machine and that happened 2 years ago. And
Tom Allen? That sound right?
No, I don't remember that name.
Well, he's the head coach now.
I think he's the new coach.
He's the new guy.
This is his first game.
All right.
So it's kind of hard to prepare for a new coach. I mean, first game like that, and like you said, at night, Thursday night. And,
His record is 0-1, so he was the
0-1. So he probably the interim coach for the bowl game or something.
Bowl game or the last game of the season, yeah.
Okay, so I was right. He's a new coach.
He's a new coach. Yeah. All right. Parents of the lovely Janet and Tom Allen.
Oh,
so
I see.
There you go. And he is Tom Allen.
So is he junior? Is he a junior?
I believe so. All right. I believe he is a junior.
A junior or the fourth?
Okay. See, you'll never know. It's his secret. It's its own.
I guess we have to tune in tomorrow night for the game.
Yeah, because I'm sure
that age-old question answered.
Because I don't know who's taking that game. Probably, I'd probably say Herb Street.
Robert Lee.
Had to put him on something.
Is he doing that game since he can't do the Virginia game?
God, I tell you what, we didn't talk about that last week, but it sounded like you kind of wanted to. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's stupid. He ought to be able to do whatever game he wants to do.
He's Asian.
I didn't want to go down that road.
No, but I think that's the most important, and asinine thing about it. It's like, nah, people think, we're a white supremacist company sending an Asian man who shares a name with a Confederate general to a Virginia game.
Oh, no.
I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid.
It is bad.
It's a way overreaction, man. But
I wish he was related to Robert E. Lee. Then I'd still have him do the game. Because if that's his profession and that's the school he's going to cover this year, then you don't let activities within society dictate who's going to do a job if you've already assigned them to that job.
Right.
You let them do the job because they got the job because of either their professionalism or their knowledge of that school or connections with that program to where they can do the best job announcing that game. For some reason, they chose to have him do that game. And he didn't do anything or nothing changed for him to deserve to do that game that was under his control. So therefore, to pull him out of that game is asinine on ESPN's side.
I would agree 100%. Apparently he was also involved in the decision-making. He said,
what are you going to do if you're a young, I mean, he's fairly young. I don't know him. I'm sure he's new to the media world and ESPN, you're going to look at the biggest conglomerate in America as far as the media is concerned and say, no, I think I should get to go, and you guys are fools for doing that. It's like, okay, fine, you may be right, but guess what? You're going to look for a job now. Of course he was in on the decision, and he said, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I mean that's a cop out. He was in on the decision.
Yeah, you don't argue with the mouse if the mouse wants something.
Not if you want to have a career at ESPN. I mean, unless you want to go work for Fox Sports or CBS Sports, I guess that's.
They're hiring a lot of former ESPN guys. They do. They like them.
Well, because they're very good, and ESPN tries to control content and opinions and everything else. And so, I mean, you're allowed to have a different opinion at ESPN as long as they don't have too many of them.
Right.
We'll let everybody say whatever they want as long as we don't have 9 people attacking us on our radio or TV stations. And then all of a sudden, that's a few too many, and you guys have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because, I mean, you know, I didn't think what Mike Ditka did was that egregious when he got, you know, his boot from the – but it just gives him a bad rap to do all this stuff, you know?
Well, ESPN has just become a faceless clone of sports news. I mean, where are the personalities that made ESPN famous in the first place as far as doing SportsCenter? I mean, you've got, Buchagras in the evening – you know, the guys that do the midnight sports center thing or 11 and then you know, they're hiding Scott Van Pelt at midnight.
He wanted that gig though.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
But again, okay. But they got nobody on during the day. Yeah. They all look like clones of each other. I mean,
I like Neil Everett and Stan Verrett. I like those guys.
Yeah, they're okay.
But they're
not Chris Berman's or Bob Lee's or Tom Jackson. Well, yeah, him, but no, there was another Tom. Heavy set, white guy, comb over with the hair.
No idea.
To where they were personalities. You watched ESPN because those guys made sports fun. Now you just get the canned, the writing's the same. It's blasé. And who's the pretty boy or the girl in the too tight dress that's going to read from the prompter? It's just like robotic. It's not what ESPN was, and I think that's the dictate of the mouse. That's just them saying, you know, we're gonna, it's just like Disney, you know, we're gonna be generic and we're gonna have every race, type, and creed represented, and it doesn't matter if you're talented or not, because all you have to do is read from the prompter, because we don't want any interesting or personalized reading of the news. Let's just give it to them all straight, the corporate logo, and like the NFL. And it's just, nothing turns me off. Because, I mean, if I just want to know what the scores are, I'll get on the internet. It's quicker. If you're not going to give me any personality, if you're not going to give me any fun little facts and information that aren't written by some writer that you didn't come up with yourself, then it's not very entertaining to
me. So you're not – do you watch ESPN still for the majority of your sports?
Very little.
News?
Very little.
Most of it now, internet, or most of it
on that, go on the internet. Yep, and look up what I want to know. Because it's all become cookie cutter.
Yeah,
not interesting at all.
I like what Fox is trying to do, at least. They've got those out there guys, and you may or may not like them. Like Cowherd has always been one that's very divisive. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, he'll get up there and he'll make jokes to you, but then he'll take a hardline stance on something that not a lot of people will back him up on. But, you know, that's kind of the reason that people like him. Same thing with Skip Bayless, who they took from ESPN, is more people on social media seem to hate him than like him, but he gets everybody to watch.
Right.
So.
The guy, and I think we talked about this before, you don't like him. I like Levitard just because
he's the only different one. Yeah.
Right. But see, they allow that. They allowed one to be different. Actually, I like Levitard's dad the best. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best show on TV.
Highly questionable.
Oh yeah. That is the best sports show on TV. That is the best half hour.
The three of them with Bomani Jones.
I don't know what they're going to do now that Bomani Jones has taken off.
He's done?
Yeah. Yeah, he did his last show before, and he's got his own couple of shows now that he's going to do somewhere. He's off. He used that as his jumping off point. Thanked Levitard for giving him that venue.
And, well, because now he does 4 to 7.
Yeah.
On their normal slot. Yeah.
So he got his own show, right? And basically jumped off of there. And throughout August, Levitard had different weekly co-hosts. I don't know if he was just trying people out or bringing people on. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen, because that is the only show that on the ESPN network that I try to be home to watch and look up and we'll watch it on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ESPN, wherever it's replaying, because I enjoy that half hour. That goes back to the entertainment and sports network that ESPN stands for. It is the entertainment section.
I like it.
Other than that, some of the 30-30s are good.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think.
I like to, they bring up things that I had forgotten about or hadn't heard of, you know, scandals and things that you hadn't heard of or realized that, you know, it was some book or movie was played off of that. That was the actual true event of it. And, you know, those little half hour vignette ones they do are really kind of sweet because you get in and out and get the main points and know what's going on. The human interest side of sports.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, my favorite one, I don't know if I've said this on the show or not, actually, but my favorite one definitely about the Bad Boys of Detroit. Their basketball team and all about, you know, the first Isaiah Thomas, not the one that may get a train blown up from under him, which is what we're going to move on to next.
All right, let's go.
So, but before we do that, it's been a great conversation so far. And when you tune into the True Chat Show, you'll be sure to hear a show that brings you off-the-wall content from the minds of Justin and Cam, the co-founders of True Chat. Happy, sad, prophetic, or just plain weird. You never know what you are going to get every weekday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And in addition to the True Chat Show, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. Now let's turn our attention back to that trade that we talked about just 1 week ago. It looked like it was going to shake up the NBA, and now the Cavaliers are making a big old huff about it. They're looking for more pieces. The hip injury on Isaiah Thomas may be a little worse than they originally anticipated. I tell you what, I don't know how I'd feel if I was Kyrie, if I had to walk back into the Cavs locker room now that all the grievances have been aired. Same thing with Isaiah Thomas, who we didn't really talk about this last week, but I've seen a lot of posts about it, and especially NBA players, including LeBron James, posting about it, how betrayed he feels by the Boston Celtics. Yeah. I mean, he played in a game for them the night after his sister died. Mm-hmm. And it was very emotional. I mean, I watched that game front to back, and he had a great game doing it. But, I mean, he did that for his teammates. He could have been grieving, and he obviously wasn't feeling good. He was very close with his sister. And then they just go ahead and trade him away after saying, well, you know, do we pay him? Do we not pay him? Is he worth it? And it just goes back to probably what he's done with his whole career, which is, well, I'm short, and nobody thinks I can make it to the NBA. And
it's a business. Yeah. Let's face it. I mean, you know, you can put the human interest stories in there to make it nice, but when you get to the professional level and even the top college level, it's just a business. There's no loyalty shown. I mean, very little.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at the New England Patriots. I was listening and, you know, to a talk show, and it was basically what do the Patriots do that nobody else does in the NFL? And that is they get rid of a player while they're still upside.
So the Browns are the new Patriots?
As soon as... I think they're trying to be.
with getting rid of Joe Hayden this week?
Well, except that, you know, of Osweiler.
Yeah, that's true.
Trading for Osweiler. That was stupid. So really, they can't be. No, they're not. They're because they can't stay consistent. But, you know, the Patriots always get rid of somebody that looks like they're on the upside, so they don't pay them too much. But, you know, is there something in that trade that said that it was contingent on Isaiah Thomas passing a Brown or a, excuse me,
that's every trade in the NBA. Every trade in the NBA has the trade is accepted. Then you have a number of days to get a physical done and like make the trade official. That's in their CBA or
so now if they can't come to some agreement, everybody goes back.
Everybody flips back.
Hmm.
That'd be the craziest.
That would be
non-trade.
The coolest thing as far as a fan yeah, to see what
everybody
happens.
Comes back.
Everybody comes back.
Well, yeah. You know, just kidding. Don't get your apartment just yet. We may
that won't happen because you know
I don't. Think so,
obviously, yeah. The Cavs are smart enough to know that they've burned the bridges with Irving, you know, with Kyrie. So they've got to accept something, you know. And obviously, if you're the Celtics, you're like, oh well, you know, you really want Kyrie back? You go ahead and take him. I mean. I wouldn't trade from a position that I was scared. If I were the Celtics, I'm not going to offer anything to the Cavs of any value, you know. So the Cavs basically didn't do their homework and looks like they're going to get the old knife in the back on this one, huh?
Yeah, but I'm with you. I think the Cavs are just making a stink about it. Sort of. And I think everything that has happened from trading Kyrie to a, you know, Eastern Conference rival, their only rival to that could beat them now in the Eastern Conference Finals to stop them from, to stop LeBron from going to his 80 trillionth straight finals, it's to try and save face with the whole Kyrie incident. It's all for the upper management to say when LeBron leaves, see, we did everything we could for this guy. Now it's his fault that he left. Look at all this talent we got him. And it's the same thing of, oh, well, Isaiah Thomas is injured, so we need another piece of talent. So then when Isaiah Thomas actually gets back from the hip injury, then they have three players and they can go, see, look at all this talent we got. It's all a save face thing for the Cavs owner now.
And,
for
Dan Gilbert. And your point last week that the Cavs are stockpiling talent because they know LeBron's leaving.
Right.
And they want to still have a team that's good enough to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That'll sate the fans of Cleveland, hey, we're still in the playoffs.
Yep.
Even though we don't have LeBron.
You know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. But LeBron now, in a matter of probably 2 years, will have gone, given a team a champion for two different teams, gone, given them a championship, and then 2 years after he leaves or rumors of him leaving start to surface, the entire team will be blown up. Top three players will be gone. Chris Bosh, not really under mm-hmm. his own power. Dwayne Wade for other issues mm-hmm. that he had now. With his front office, probably because they saw what LeBron could do, and they said, "Nah, you're not really that guy anymore."
Yeah.
And then obviously LeBron leaving to go to Cleveland blew up that entire team. Now he's about the Cleveland Cavaliers. So
LeBron's going to the Lakers with Lonzo Ball.
I hate for his next max
contract deal.
I hate it
to play for Magic Johnson.
I don't think
in Showtime. Why? Why?
He loves L.A. I mean, that's where he spends his offseason.
Right. It sets him up for after basketball.
Mm-hmm. He wants a career
in movies. What better market to be in than L.A. when you're getting ready to retire? All the connections.
Bring them a championship. They'll like you pretty well.
Sure. And all the connections he'll make with the Hollywood people and the music people and anything else that he wants to do or his family's interested in. I mean, he could set his kids up for, you know, a movie industry or in the recording industry, if that's where their interests are.
It makes sense location wise, but I think LeBron would be bigger than that. Like he'd be bigger than location. Like I feel like LeBron is on, you know, a fame level, whether infamous or famous to some, that Michael Jordan was at the peak of his career.
Yeah, but he's getting to that Karl Malone stage now where he's not good enough to win on his own. You know, for years it was Stockton and Malone, and they could get to the Western Conference Finals and, you know, or get to the NBA Finals and then get beat by Jordan. But they weren't strong enough on their own, and so Malone goes to the Lakers to win his championship before he retires. LeBron knows, I think he's smart enough. I mean, if we give him credit for being as smart as most of us do, that he doesn't have it anymore. He can't lead a team. He can't put a team on his back and win a title anymore. His body is just too old with too many minutes on it. So he knows he needs young talent. Now, I'm not saying he still can't be a big player.
I think Michael Jordan needed talent.
Right, but those early years, those were LeBron just basically willing
right.
a bad that, Cleveland team to the finals.
That year when he got to the finals with, you know, his second best player being some no-namer Cavs guy against the Spurs, and they got swept, mind right. you, but that was all LeBron. LeBron right. literally willed them to the finals.
Right.
And which he can't do anymore.
Like right. Jordan did, you know, and Jordan did that in his early years, you know, dropping 50
yeah.
in the Boston
would will
Gardens
them,
and,
obviously, only to
right, until he got the, you know, the talent around him. But I think now LeBron knows he's going to take a more diminishing role each and every year, and so he's going to need more and more young talent. And so where do you go? Well, the Lakers are primed to pick up all kinds of young talent.
They got Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Julius Randle, if he can ever become your four. You got LeBron at your three and pick up a center somewhere.
And if LeBron doesn't take a max contract, you can go out and get some other big player that'll follow LeBron.
See, that's what I'm thinking more than anything is LeBron and his buddies are talking. And Carmelo, if not before this offseason, by the way, did you see that the New York Knicks season ticket pamphlet, the front of their season tickets, does not have Carmelo Anthony on
it. Very good.
Yeah. Kristaps Porzingis is front and center, even though Phil Jackson said they might trade that guy too. Who knows?
Even though he doesn't want to play for the team anymore.
Well, there have been some comments that have contradicted that. But so I think it may have just been Phil Jackson.
Okay.
Not a huge fan.
I understand.
Of the man who has just been throwing out insults about players on the team to the
talking about
the
grumpy
media.
Old man.
He makes
me look happy.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he makes a lot of people look happy. God, he was such a grump there for like the last 2 months. I know everything and you guys don't know nothing.
Right.
Walked uphill both ways to school, learned the triangle, and it won me a trillion championships. Right. He'll just listen to me.
Yep.
Yeah, what a guy. I think that hurt his legacy overall.
I agree.
I don't think you can take his championships away from him. But I think it lends more to that argument of, well, Phil Jackson did have Kobe and Michael Jordan, so he kind of lucked into the two best players of their era.
Well, true, and I get Phil's idea. It's like, I did my work, and now people just need to listen to me. Well, they're not going to. If your hard work is what got you to the pinnacle, then you have to continue to work hard. And I can speak as somebody who's getting older. I could still do it if I wanted to. I don't want to work that hard anymore. I know what it takes to get to the top, and I don't want to put that kind of time in anymore. And I think Phil was trying to get back to the top without doing all the work.
Mm.
And other people around him didn't understand how hard the work is to get to the top. And so then he got frustrated, and it made him look bad because he couldn't take the Knicks to the top, but his body physically or his mind mentally or both just weren't into putting in the hours and the work that it took. You know, you can't just do home games.
Right.
You can't not travel because you don't feel, okay, that's not how you got six championships, you know, or how many ever rings he got.
I doubt Phil Jackson only coached home games. I believe he ended up with 11 because he was with Kobe for all five of his, and he was with
six.
Jordan for all six of his.
But you know what I'm saying? I think he worked really hard and was good and did a lot of different things, and he's like, well, if you people just listen to me, this would work. Well, but it won't because you're the one with all the ideas. So if you're not there on a daily basis putting in 16 to 20 hour days like you were back then, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. And general manager is not that job where you can just come in.
Well, and he doesn't want to work that hard anymore, which I get. I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even go to a scouting combine one time. Like, he didn't even go to the NBA combine one time.
I mean, that's why I'm the assistant coach of everything I do now. I don't want to be the head coach.
I
still have the knowledge. I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to go to six practices and go scout four games a night and yada yada. I don't want to do that anymore.
Hmm.
I know what it takes. I mean, that's what it takes to win, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Yep. That's why you're a special advisor to the president, or you're a special advisor to so-and-so. Because then you make your own hours. You come in. You're like, I need a two-hour meeting with you today about this, that, and the other. And then you go with it.
Right.
Be a part of the front office. Don't be the front office.
Yep. Let somebody else do the nuts and bolts and the day-to-day work and put all the hours in, and you just throw your advice out. And then hopefully they listen to you because you know what you're talking about.
There you go. At True Chat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. And if you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org.
I have a question for you because I'm sure you talked about this on Monday's show.
Okay.
I was flipping around, didn't buy the fight. Okay. So I'm flipping around the McGregor-Mayweather fight. I'm flipping around. I watch ESPN for an hour and can't get a result of the fight. It's like they would not put it on the lower scroll. They wouldn't talk about it. There was nothing. So I went on the internet and got it, which I could have done when I first, but I thought, well, let's see what ESPN say. Couldn't find out even who won. They wouldn't even tell me who won. I watched like 30 minutes of scroll along the bottom because sometimes it says, you know, lead and it changes or breaking news and it's something. So I gave it plenty of time to roll through and had it on whatever was showing the show was nothing about the fight. And I just wondered if it was because they weren't a part of it, they weren't going to cover
sour
it.
Sour grapes or something?
Yeah. I didn't know if you'd heard anything or
or if Showtime had something going on. Where yeah. It, was,
it just surprised me that, huh, you're the sports network and the biggest fight of the year takes place, and I've tuned into your station for 20 minutes, and there's not a single,
not a single anything
mention
about
that there was a big fight last night.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it was the day after?
Yeah. It was Sunday. Wow. Right. It was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Because the fight was Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Sunday. I flipped over Sunday. There's nothing there.
Weird.
On ESPN or ESPN2.
Maybe they just assumed you already saw it. Everybody else watched it.
No. So. I don't know.
We had to buy it twice at the party I was at.
Yeah.
Because we bought it once on UFC TV and completely crashed their servers. Too many people trying to watch the fight. So we had to buy it on Showtime, who was more ready for
Are you
going to
get the money back? Because I heard where there was some Showtime people who didn't get it, and if you can prove you didn't get it, they're going to give you your money
back. UFC TV, I think everybody's getting their money back. Because their servers just crashed, and they're like, yep, you can't watch the fight. Like, nobody watched the fight from that app, I think.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yep.
All right. I just thought ESPN had sour grapes, or Showtime said, we have total. Because then I went to FS1 Sports, and I went to CBS. Nobody could give me I couldn't find a result of the fight. So
maybe Showtime has all.
I broke down and went new school and looked it up in 5 seconds on the internet.
So. Did you watch the end of the fight on the internet, or just look up the result that everybody knew?
No,
was
I just wanted to know what happened. I was surprised it went 10 rounds.
Yeah, it was a really long fight,
and that kind of stuff. And was kind of surprised that it was a TKO. I didn't think Mayweather would hit him enough to make McGregor quit. Because now, let's face it, a TKO means
he didn't quit. He
couldn't defend himself anymore. Right. And it's like, kind of a chump. kind of McGregor loses his toughness there.
Fair.
It's like, Mayweather can't hit anybody.
He said at the end of the fight that, I wish the ref would have let him take me down.
Yeah.
So he tried to cover his butt there.
Yeah.
Still not a fan.
He lost a little mental he lost a little physical toughness points with me.
Yeah.
For letting a lightweight like Mayweather hit him enough that he couldn't defend himself.
He just didn't have the endurance.
Right.
Just nothing. Like, first three rounds, Conor McGregor won him. Yeah. I mean, he came out swinging.
I did go in later and look at the scorecards and see how
did they go 10-9, 10-9, 10-9, McGregor? Yeah. And then I think Mayweather won every round after that. Right. But he came out swinging like everybody said he had to. He said he wanted to knock him out in under six, and that was his plan. He came out and executed it, but Mayweather, after that third round, was kind of just like, all right, I'm gonna back up a little more than I was in these first three rounds because I'm really getting beat up. And then it all went nothing. But I thought, great for boxing, by the way, and great for Conor McGregor's career, too. I don't think this hurts him at all, because everybody and their mother is like, well, God, I thought he did pretty good for being in boxing for the first time, which is going to be everybody's reaction if he wins even a round against Mayweather, who's,
when you set the bar so low.
A generational boxer.
When you set the bar low, like, he's not going to last a round, then when it goes what it does, then obviously it looks better. So, it's also smart marketing to go along with the flow and put the bar that low, so then you can't look like a failure.
Yeah. Hey, it's a good marketing strategy. Yeah. I thought the fight was worth it for what it's worth.
Did
I ended up paying $10 with everybody else who was at this party to get the fight, and it was way worth it.
Okay.
I don't know if it was worth $100. I don't know if any fight on this planet is worth $100.
Ooh.
I lied.
I've seen
it. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. That'd be a fight I'd pay $100 to see. Knockout, drag out, fist fight. Be a good time.
Some of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay's fights were worth paying and watching. Yeah.
Probably. See, that's what sucks about being so young. I miss the golden age of boxing. Yeah. Like, I don't like boxing now. Yeah. Like, I would have much rather seen them go at it in the UFC. Because it ends quicker. You can see more crazy moves, kicks. Which are one of the craziest ways to knock somebody out on this planet.
It all has to do with the lack of being able to just wait and enjoy things. It's that quick, instant gratification society that your age-old generation has grown up with.
That's it, you grump. You excited for any college football games this weekend? Obviously, Florida State, Alabama, your big game of the weekend.
Where's excitement? It's still too nice outside.
Okay.
Still some baseball going on. And
there it is. Oh, where are my Cardinals at? Where are your Cardinals at?
We're horrible.
Oh no! Yeah, you fell from grace.
We're 4 of our last 6. We only won 2 of 6 on our last homestand. We're now starting a 10-game road trip, and hopefully, when we come back, you can stick a fork in us, and I can quit caring. last night we outbursted. That's a good word. For 9 runs, which if we could have had 2 or 3 of those each night, we'd won 5 straight. But we're 5.5 out, and 5.5 out in the wild card.
Trading Mike Leake, getting rid of assets here.
Yeah, we are.
You already did.
We did.
Yeah.
We
Cardinals ship Leake and cash to Seattle.
Really? Well, over the last month, his ERA has been over 10. So that's what you call improvement by subtraction.
Yeah, it's
plus we get rid of the next 2 years of his salary, which I think we're close to $20 million a year.
I'm not seeing what you guys got.
That's a good deal. Doesn't matter. This is where
Leake is still owed $53 million over the next 3 seasons.
That's addition by subtraction right there, dude.
Yep. I think they sent them money in the player and got nothing.
That's fine. Hey,
get out.
If they took him off our rolls, that's great. That's a good move by Mozeliak. Yeah. So, I mean,
Giancarlo Stanton hit 51 home runs. Yeah, so, here's hitting. Our baseball segment for
he's
the day.
Still hitting.
Hey, what'd I tell you?
I'm talking about anything so you don't do this EA Sports.
EA Sports.
Or whatever it is.
esports.
Whatever.
Gonna be in the Olympics.
No.
You heard of Rocket League?
No.
You play soccer with RC cars?
No.
With controllers?
No.
No?
No. I didn't know that thumbs were athletic. Since you had appendages that were called thumbs, you could be
all right.
An Olympic athlete.
Let's ask the age-old question. NASCAR, is it a sport?
No.
Poker, sport?
No.
Okay. Ping pong, sport?
Yes.
Okay. Esports, sport?
No.
Okay. Horse racing, sport?
For the horses.
Okay. Fair enough. Horses are athletes. That's why Secretariat can be one of the best athletes of all time.
Man of War.
Huh?
Man of War is better than Secretariat. Secretariat was a bomb.
Yeah?
I watched Secretariat, right? He was a stud.
I've never heard of Man of War.
Oh, way back.
Way back in the day?
He was
Secretariat. He didn't win the Triple Crown, though.
Man of War?
Did he? I'm not sure.
I think it was like 1918. I thought so. Man o' War.
He couldn't get any footage on him.
Yeah.
Man of War. Oh, I got more on the Portuguese Man of War. That's a jellyfish.
Yeah, no.
And probably pretty quick jellyfish, I'd say. Yeah. Not a lot of.
It's...
Why hating on video games so much? Like half the world plays video games. I tell you, they're going to be at the Japanese professional games here in 2018.
Okay.
Going to play League of Legends.
The professional.
You ever heard of League of Legends?
Nope.
Okay. Just checking.
I still got my Tecmo Bowl.
Hey, there you go. Do you think you could compete professionally in Tecmo Bowl? Would you try out for the American team
in
if
my
they had
prime,
open tryouts?
In my prime.
In your prime?
Yeah.
Okay. Olympic.
My hand and eye coordination would have put me in the top 10% of American playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's...
Chess a sport?
Chess a sport. No.
So no mental games. They're not sports. Poker, chess.
No.
Not sports. Okay.
Very challenging. Enjoy them.
So, track and field, though, is a sport.
Track and field is a sport.
Okay. Can't think of anything else.
Rhythmic dancing.
Not a sport. Competitive cheerleading, a sport.
Not a sport.
Not a sport. Even though there's competitions and there's judges and everything.
Judges makes it not a sport.
Okay, so figure skating, not a sport. Interesting. What would you consider them, competition?
Yes.
Okay. Not a sport.
Because you're having a third-party judge determine outcomes.
What does that make a referee?
Not the same thing. They're not holding up a 3.2 on the home run and determining
how many
the
runs
next home
it gets
run,
to
yeah,
score.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Calling people safe and out and fouls, that's part of the athletic competition. Having the Russian judge say it's a 10 and the American judge saying it's a 2 because you throw out the high and low score and then have everybody else decide and the Cold War sides vote together and then say, oh, they're the best ice skater. Nah, too judgmental to be a sport.
Fair enough.
The outcome is too too much irrational to call it a sport.
You get rid of that in video games. That's the most non-flawed rule system. Person.
That's not, you don't have an athlete doing that. I will say NASCAR has become more athletic in that,
okay,
because the machines are going at such a high rate of speed and they have to be in shape.
Yeah, I mean, you'll pass out. Hit.
Right. Because of the G-force and that kind of stuff. I give them more of a sport now than I would have 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. Demolition derby, sport? Not sport.
Not a sport.
Not a sport. All right. There we go.
Evel Knievel jumping, not a sport.
Not a sport. Yeah. Well, that's he's not really competing against anyone besides for himself. Well,
he's competing against buses and canyons and,
yeah, you're right.
Rings
the Grand
of fire.
Canyon is his greatest rival, Evel Knievel.
So, you know.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. We barely talked about the esports thing.
I appreciate
I didn't even read
that.
The article. So
you'll read it and you'll hit it with me later.
Yeah, probably. And
no, I mean, it's going to be, it's entertainment. Let's face it, ESPN, Entertainment and Sports Network. So there's two different genres there.
Yeah.
Just because something is, quote, a competition doesn't necessarily make it a sport. But that doesn't mean it can't be entertaining and not be enjoyed by millions of people.
Hmm.
So there's a...
Because you're not saying that people that aren't in sports, they're not... They're still athletic. Like, you have to be athletic as all get out to be a gymnast.
Yes.
But that athleticism doesn't necessarily mean...
The way they determine the winner...
Right, you are a sport.
...doesn't fit my personal definition
of sport.
Of a sport, because it's judgmental scoring. Scoring is judgmental.
Which it is not in sports.
Well, and I know what people would say, well, the umpire's judgment call on whether it's a ball or a strike. Because
I'd say baseball is probably your most in jeopardy, I'd say, by that definition.
I would say football is, because you could call a penalty on every play. You could call, I mean, even football players say you could call holding on every play.
Right.
So that means you could never really run an NFL play, because it would always be called back because somebody would be holding either the offense or the defense. So you could never actually run a play.
Fair.
So it comes down to then, did it determine the outcome of the play? And that's when the penalty should be called.
See, but we could easily take out that judgment call of baseball by putting in robo umpires.
If you ever get the technology that can...
We have that now.
Do the strike zone. No, they don't have it. They've tried it. They don't have it. It's still a little bit off. It can't read certain things.
Really?
Yeah. They had this discussion on a game I was watching. They say it's about 10 years away.
Really?
And the young guy was saying, and in 10 years, they're going to have it, and I'm all for it. And the old guy was saying, well, that's when I quit watching. I will never announce, and I won't watch another game.
When's he retire in 5 years? Yeah.
Huh?
When's the old guy retire in 5 years?
He's older than I am, because I watched him play when I was a kid. And it wasn't the Cardinals game. It was actually a Pirates game.
Whoa.
And it was the Pirates announcers. And the young guy said, you know, it's going to happen. And the old guy said, well, that'll be my last game in the booth. I'll see you guys later.
My big finale.
And I'll never enter a major league game stadium after that.
Rough.
And the guy goes, how do you really feel?
You know, tell us in simpler words.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to today's...
That was a dry show.
True sports show. Yeah, it kind of was. We kind of just flipped from topic to topic and just kind of yacked about it.
But like you said, there wasn't much, huh?
No, not a ton to talk about.
So what's going to have to happen for it to be a lot?
Well, we're going to start getting some results here from football games.
So
we're going to start to see...
So who's better, Alabama or Florida State?
Yeah, we're going to start to see how good our teams are.
Will
and
the Bengals
start
make it to the playoffs this
Probably
year?
Probably not.
Okay.
Offensive line's going to crumble. I can feel it.
When's your
bones.
First game?
Huh?
You going week 6? What week are you going, first game?
Your
first game?
My first game would be week 9 or
9.
Last weekend of October, playing the Colts.
I see. So by then, the stadium will be half full and
probably
you can sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I have a ticket that I was going to buy to the first game of the season.
Yeah.
First time we've opened in Paul Brown since 2009. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, opened up the season in Paul Brown since 2009. But so I don't think I'm going to go because new job might get in the way. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't get Sundays off?
No, I can't guarantee that I'd have Sundays off. So
you can't invest in the ticket price?
Yep.
When you know you might not be able to go.
Correct.
You don't think you can.
And then what if somebody gets injured on the Bengals and then it's like, well, now you can't sell the ticket. Nobody wants
really,
to
come. Really? You don't think you can. Opening game, you wouldn't be able to sell it on the secondary market and get your money back?
Nah, I probably would. But you never know.
See, I would think opening first game, especially first game since 2009, that's a pretty solid investment.
Yeah.
That if you're not going to use it, you could. I'm not saying you make a profit off of it.
But you can at least get your money back.
You get your money back.
There you go. Investing sense.
You traveling over to Indiana tomorrow?
With no, my my dad was telling me that you know, he's had a couple of good days at the new Florida golf course.
Yeah,
he's like, screw it, I'm driving up, picking you up on my way by.
And yeah,
I was like, okay, man, let's go. I already scheduled a tree planting, so might not
a
be
tree
able
planting
to do
for
that.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
instead of driving 2 hours over to Bloomington,
I know,
to watch the Ohio State rough Buckeyes.
Decision. Rough decision on my part.
Wow. Are you becoming middle class or what?
Apparently. I'm becoming old.
I mean,
old and no fun.
Even I drove all the way to St. Louis Friday and back. Man,
I tell you what.
You young guys just don't have the endurance anymore. You want to eat or what? I thought you were dieting. You don't need money.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're not going to eat anything, well, you don't need money.
True. I mean, got to pay my rent. Rent's pretty important.
Yeah, but that can go 3 or 4 months before they evict you.
Force the roommate to
you're
start.
You're okay until
for
Christmas.
It.
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? We're already done with our lease. What are they gonna do? They got no paperwork on me whatsoever.
Bring in 2 or 3 more roommates to pay for it.
Yeah. There you go.
You sleep on the couch, give up your bedroom for $300.
I'm down. See? Then I'm not paying any rent.
Right. You gotta learn how to work this. I mean, are you gonna be a professional sports fan? Or are you going to join the working force? Come on.
That's what you got. That's your 2 decisions. Oh, man. Four. Right,
go ahead. Close it off.
The here. True Sports Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Lance Jackson.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Be the change.